Welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM. I'm Jim Samaria, and back from special assignment is the one, the only, Mark Plotnick.
I am your humble co-host, Mark Plotnick. Thank you for that introduction, Jim.
That's all right.
Each week, Jim and I bring you music, personal insights, and interviews spanning the most prolific and diverse era for rock and roll music.
Mark and I are the authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, and the book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by the rock music aficionado, the one, the only, Mark Plotnick.
Well, Jim, in the words of Yankee great Yogi Berra, it's deja vu all over again. A few weeks back, we did Charlie Watts' tribute show, if you remember, and today we are doing another tribute show.
Yes, I do remember. I was here, remember?
Yes.
Yeah. We lost the bottom end of ZZ Top, that is Joseph Michael Hill, better known to the public as Dusty Hill. He was the anchor for the Texas Blues and Boogie Band for 51 years. Until his death, ZZ Top was the longest-running band with its original lineup intact. We will use today's show to talk about Dusty, play some ZZ Top songs, and celebrate the rich history of Texas blues, of which ZZ Top is a part of.
You know, Dusty had a lot of musical talent, but he will be remembered for his humility. According to the band's longtime PR director, Dusty was a very kind man, very down-to-earth Joe, and he had a jovial soul. He loved what he did, and he had no agenda beyond playing music and putting on a great show.
And, you know, his bass playing was outstanding. It sounded understated at times. But Dusty once said, and I quote, "I hate that in a way, but I love that in a way. That's a compliment. That means you've filled in everything and it's right for the song. You're not standing out when you don't need to be." He just, you know, he knew what he was up for.
That's right. He used words like big, heavy, and a bit distorted to describe his bass playing. He once described his tone as sounding like passing gas into a trash can. Can I say that on the Mighty 101.5?
Well, you just did.
Oh,
so,
all right. Well,
I don't know if I've ever heard that on the radio before, but
that was a quote.
Yeah. A little history on Dusty. He was born in Dallas, May 19th, 1949, and he learned to sing, and he also played the cello of all instruments. But his brother's band needed a bass player, so one day Dusty found a guitar just lying on his bed, and he just went after it, and he started to learn on his own.
You will play that bass guitar.
That's right.
That's how it worked. Dusty idolized bluesmen like Lightning Hopkins, Howlin' Wolf, Freddie King, and he loved Elvis. After playing in bands with high school friend Frank Beard, they auditioned for a new band formed by Houston native Billy Gibbons. Following a lengthy blues jam in the key of C, the trio knew they were kindred spirits. I gather from what I've read that blues jam, that first song that they jammed on went 2 hours. They played their first ZZ Top concert in February of 1970.
And although guitarist Billy Gibbons sang lead vocals more often, Dusty also sang the lead and harmonized on several ZZ Top songs. He also co-wrote songs and learned to play keyboards. Let's start the music portion of our show with the She Loves My Automobile from the 1979 album DeGuello. Is that how I say that? DeGuello?
No, DeGuello.
DeGuello.
And actually, it's a Mexican Army fight song, I believe. Not that our listeners need to know that, but
okay,
that's what it is. Immediately following, that song will be I Got the Six from their 1983 album Eliminator. By the way, that album sold over 40 million copies and introduced the band's new sound and appearance adapted for the MTV age. So let's listen to She Loves My Automobile, followed by I Got the Six.
You ask me when we hit the outskirts of town. Mm-hmm. and there's a spare wheel in the trunk.
What I love about that song, Mark, is the way that Dusty Hill and Frank Beer just drive that song.
I know. Anyways.
Oh, sorry, I threw you off.
No, that's fine. Well, you know, let's talk about some Texas blues. You know, Texas has a rich heritage of blues music, and while Mississippi deservedly gets more credit for birthing the blues, Texas has had its share of early blues pioneers who lived and played there. Among these were Blind Lemmer Jefferson, Blind Willie Johnson. I guess he had to be blind, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mance Lincecum, Lead Belly, and Sam Lightning Hopkins.
Speaking of Lightning Hopkins, he had Dusty Hill and Frank Beard backing him prior to their ZZ Top days. Hopkins was born on March 15th, 1912. That's a long time ago.
It is.
In Centersville, Texas. That almost sounds like a movie, doesn't
it? Yeah, right in the middle of the state.
Right. That's the name, Centerville. Okay. Writer Bob Merla said that in blues circles, playing with Hopkins was the equivalent to touching the hem of the Lord's garment. Let's play his song Mojo Hand off the 1962 album of the same name.
I'm going to do that and get me a mojo hand. I'm going to do that and get me a mojo hand. I'm gonna fix my woman so she can't have no other man. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks were my pillow too. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks were my pillow too. I woke up this morning wondering what in the world am I gonna do. I lay down thinking about me a mojo hand. I lay laid down thinking about me and Mojo Hen. I didn't want to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. But don't let your woman fix you like mine fix me. Don't let your woman, boy, fix you like mine fix me. She'll make a fool about her, about it a fool can be. When she got another man, can't a woman act funny when she got another man? You know she won't look straight at you. This is always raising sand. But I won't be gone long. I'm going tomorrow, but I won't be gone very long. I'm gonna get me a mojo hand. I'm gonna bring it back home. That's what I'm gonna do.
Our next Texas bluesman helped define the dominant sound of post-World War II blues. He was born in Linden, Texas in 1910. T-Bone Walker developed a call-and-response style of lead guitar that earned him the moniker the Godfather of Electric Blues Guitar. Let's listen to T-Bone's Shufflin' the Blues from his 1959 album, T-Bone's Blues.
Mark, I just want to ask you a quick question. To me, there sounds a lot of Chuck Berry in there. So who got who from what? Who got what from who? T-Bone Walker got from Chuck Berry, or Chuck Berry got from T-Bone?
Well, you know, I don't think we were standing around and figuring out who came up with that lick first. But my understanding is T-Bone Walker, those licks were the vocabulary of what came after, including what Chuck Berry did and guys like Clapton and everybody else. So we'll never really know, and I'm sure if you could talk to both men today, they would tell you that they came up with it first. So
it would be kind of difficult to talk to them today, but
yeah,
be interesting to see what they say.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, let's jump forward in time. Our next Texas blues guitarist was nicknamed the Iceman and the Master of the Telecaster. Born in Leona, Texas in 1932, Albert Collins had a guitar tone that was cold as ice. His cousin, Lightnin' Hopkins, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Thanks for putting that in there, Mark.
Thank you.
Taught him to tune his guitar to a minor key, and Collins developed his trademark percussive sound using his fingers to pluck the guitar strings rather than a plastic pick.
Well, unfortunately, it wasn't until the late 1960s when Albert's fame grew thanks to the Live Aid concert. He also appeared on David Letterman. He was in a Seagram's wine cooler commercial, and he was in the popular movie Adventures in Babysitting. So here was the song Iceman from his 1991 album of the same name.
I'm your wise man, baby, and here to cool you down. Yes, I'm your wise man, lady, you'll always know when I'm around. I left Leona, Texas, the heat is cool as blazing in town. With my eyes. Yes, I'm gonna play this song, guitar, to light your fire with my eyes. Sometimes it sounds so good to me, I just might play it twice.
The Iceman playeth. That was excellent. That was excellent. Up next is another Texas blues man. This guy had a close relationship with Dusty Hill, and he was known as the Texas Cannonball. Freddie King was born in Gilmer, Texas in 1934, and after his family moved to Chicago in 1950, he was influenced by the Chicago electric blues scene. King was a major inspiration for Eric Clapton's Attack and Relax phrasing, while both Clapton and Leon Russell helped bring Freddie's music to a much younger rock audience.
You know, I love all these nicknames. It's the best part of these guys. But much like B.B. King, Freddie had a larger-than-life voice that was as powerful as guitar. Although he died at the young age of 42, many of his songs have become blues classics. Let's listen to his version of the Willie Dixon Muddy Waters song, I'm Ready.
I am ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, and I hope. Pistol made on a graveyard train. Shoot tombstone bullets, man, balls and chain. Smoking TNT and dynamite. I hope some screwball start a fight. Cause I'm ready. Ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, and I hope. I know you feel like I ain't nowhere, but stop what you're doing, baby, come over here. True to you, baby, land, I ain't no square, because I'm good. Ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, and I hope. And I wish you would. Then a whole lot of loving will make me feel good. I'm ready. Ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, and I hope you're ready for me.
Well, Jimmy, if you want to know where Eric Clapton got a lot of his licks from, you just heard him. Let's end part one of our show by returning to ZZ Top. The song Delirious features Dusty's higher-end vocal range. Not that he had that great of higher-end range, but it's pretty good. The song is the final cut from their commercially successful 1985 album Afterburner. Dusty told Spin magazine that Delirious is the story of his life, but after I read the lyrics, I don't quite get the connection, but it doesn't matter because ZZ Top's music is less about lyrics and mostly about partying. So let's listen to Delirious.
You've been listening to part one of that classic rock show where we're featuring Texas blues, especially Dusty Hill of ZZ Top. We're on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM, and available on demand 24/7.